Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week we're in some hot water.
Hi Diana, this is Francis Tapon and I have your Question of the Week. I'm in Croatia and I'm having a debate with my friend about water heaters. I have a water heater in my bathroom. I take one shower per day. I set it at just the right level so that it gives me just enough hot water for a 5-minute shower, no more. My friend says I'm being inefficient and I'm not saving enough energy. He says I should leave the boiler on 24 hours a day because it takes a minimal amount of energy to keep the water hot once it's hot. If I turn it off, the water cools and then must be reheated from scratch, requiring far more energy than if I had left it on all the time. So, who's right?
Does it use less energy to keep hot water hot or heat it up from cold only when it's needed?
My name's Hugh Hunt from the Cambridge University Engineering Department. Well, this is a very interesting and topical question. If the hot water is stored in a perfectly insulated tank, then it makes no difference whether the water was heated 1 hour before it's needed, or 1 day before, or even 1 year before. There's nothing at all to be gained from heating the water up 22 hours in advance, but that requires that the insulation is perfect. In reality, insulation is not perfect, and the water heated in advance will lose some heat, and this heat cannot be recovered. It's the same as when we're boiling water for a cup of tea. If we boil the water when we need it, well, that makes sense, because the kettle is not that well insulated. If we boiled the water an hour in advance, the water would be cold when we needed it. But how much energy wastage are we talking about? Well, suppose a 5-minute shower uses 60 litres of water, which is about right, and suppose the water is delivered at about 40 degrees, which is about right, and in the winter the water is cold, somewhere around zero, which is sort of about right. So we're talking about 4 kilojoules per degree per litre of water. Now suppose the tank loses maybe 10% of its heat in 24 hours. Well, then that's a loss of getting up to 1 megajoule of heat. That's equivalent to running an electric kettle for 6 minutes, enough to boil the water for several cups of tea. So if you're the kind of person who's bothered not to overfill the kettle when making a cup of tea, then you should certainly follow our Croatian friend's example and only heat the shower water when it's needed.
As no water heater is perfectly insulated for your shower water, it's most cost-effective to only heat the water you need. On the forum, Giza said that the most efficient water heaters probably aren't geared up to be the most efficient water storers. Percepts also said that insulation is the key, but that hot water showers were for wimps. Ron Neunesen on Facebook said that his sun collector keeps the hot water hot, which is even more efficient. But from bagging up the boiler to bags under the eyes now.
This is Eduardo from the beautiful Shenandoah Valley in the United States. And my question is, why does a lack of sleep cause dark circles under the eyes? I have dark circles under my eyes pretty much permanently, which people are always pointing out to me, as if I didn't know it.
Why do we get circles under the eyes? Answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com. You can use the forum, which is at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Facebook us, or you can tweet @nakedscientists.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.